I'm gonna tell you guys a weird, this is gonna sound like a weird parallel, but bear with me, right? I'm gonna send you this video. I was watching this video, right? And it was going viral on Twitter and YouTube. And it's this cat, and the cat sees a rat. So the cat goes up to the rat and is about to eat it. And the rat starts acting crazy. And then the rat starts coming at the cat like, yo, what's up? Yo, yo. He's just coming at him. And the cat is like, what the fuck's up with this rat? And the cat starts running from the rat. And the rat runs like a couple of feet at the cat. And the cat runs and stops and looks back. And the rat keeps running. And the rat chases the cat down the street. And everybody in the Twitter and in the comments were making their own like morals from it. And they were saying, someone put from The Art of War, pretend you are weak when you are strong, and pretend you are strong when you are weak. And people were saying, oh, the rat shows that even the biggest bully gets afraid when the victimizer stands back and then fights back. Some people was like, yo, the cat's a pussy, haha, like, you know, pun intended, and all this stuff. And people were just laughing and getting inspiration from this video, or clowning the cat or whatever. And then, you know, sometimes when people are really like kikiing and vibing, and then one person says something that just fucks everything up, and somebody goes in the comments and they say, actually that rat probably has a disease called toxoplasmosis. And toxoplasmosis is a parasite that hijacks a rat's nervous system and brain and erases its fear of cats. And toxoplasmosis is this parasite and disease that the ultimate goal, the parasite and the disease, is to get inside a cat, because it can only reproduce in cat. Like, this person just fucked up everybody's party by just coming with science. Right? It was very interesting. And the person was saying, so basically the toxoplasmosis, this insanity, this parasite that hijacks the rat's body, makes the rat insane and suicidal to make the rat try to get eaten by the cat. It turns the rat into a suicide bomber to run directly at the cat. And if the cat is gullible enough to eat the rat, it thinks it's an easy meal. It thinks, hey, this is an easy thing to eat. The cat will get infected with the toxoplasmosis. So some cats have an instinct that makes them say, hey, something's wrong here. This is too easy. There's something wrong with this rat. I don't know what the fuck's wrong with this rat, but I'm not fucking with this rat. You know, right. Like, I'm hungry, but I'm not that hungry. So the cat is not afraid of the rat because it's a pussy. The cat realizes there's something. This rat is not really a rat anymore. This rat is infected with something crazy. And if I eat this rat, I'm going to absorb the craziness. And this is a weird diversion, but I think toxoplasmosis is like modern wokeness. You get these black people and oppressed groups, they get infected by the Tumblr parasite and they become crazy and self-destructive and suicidal. And they start running at the corporations. They start running at these big companies. They start running at white people. They start running at white liberals with money. And they're like, oh, Black Lives Matter. Oh, all Black Lives Matter.
And white people aren't used to that.
Yeah, white people aren't used to it. Some white people, like, the same way, right? You see how the cat's not smart enough to know, hey, even though I'm a cat, I know a lot about biology, and I think this rat has toxoplasmosis. The cat doesn't know the details of why it's afraid, but its instinct tells it, these people, this is fucked up. I feel like a lot of these white conservatives who hate wokeness, they're not smart enough to know why they hate wokeness. All they do is they spot the crazy. They're like, okay, these people are crazy. I don't want to fuck with these woke people. I'm going to get infected with something. But the white liberals are like the cats who are like, oh, this is a free meal. Like, I'm going to eat this fucking rat. You know, they're the cats that eat the rat to me are the corporations, the white liberals, the people who hire these Lovecraft people to work for their shows. They're like, okay, these people are frothing at the mouth and crazy all day on Twitter. But hey, this is an easy way to make some money. I'll get some quick diversity props, you know, and PR, and get some good ratings with the black folks on this stuff. So they let themselves eat the rat, which is, you know, these crazy marginalized people on Twitter, like these certain types of pod people, weird anti-racist, weird pro-LGBTQ, weird feminist people. I'm not saying all anti-racist, all LGBTQ, all feminist people are weird. I'm saying these specific ones are weird, right? They're like, hey, we're the big dogs. We're the cats. We're the predators. We can handle it. I can handle a crazy rat. It's fine because I'm big and powerful. But the problem is you're not really contending with the rat. You're contending with this parasite that's inside the rat. And you can't beat that. You can beat the rat the same way as a corporation or a rich white person. You'll always be more powerful than the black person or the queer person that is infected by like the wokeness. But the disease in them is going to infect you. And I think that's why you're seeing all these weird corporations do weirdly counterproductive woke decisions. Like when I watch these corporations, like, why is Disney hiring somebody with 4 writing credits to their name who has never made money on anything? Why are you letting them write $200 million movie and make it feminist and weird? You know, why are you letting this person who has written one movie in their life or one TV, why are you giving them like a $400 million movie so that they can make Captain America black and all this stuff? And I think it's because these corporations thought they were slick. They thought they were eating the rat and getting ahead of themselves. And they got infected by this weird wokeness. And I think that's why you have now woke executives, woke corporations who are hiring. Like, you're talking about these people are so weird. Why are they, why did they think that they could actually get hired and make all this money, making shit that makes no money, thinking that they don't have to appeal to your parents or my parents or normal people? And it's like they're infected by a brain hijacking parasite, which I think is Tumblr. And it's a trickle up insanity. It's insanity that has trickled up to the top of the food chain. Like, they've infected the rat. Apparently, toxoplasmosis supposedly affects human brains. So it travels all the way up to humans. There's a theory that humans who are obsessed with cats have been infected by toxoplasmosis. And the toxoplasmosis actually rewrites a portion of the human brain and turns people into cat people. That's how weird parasites are. Yeah, I know I went very tinfoil hat koofy.
I mean, you went, you definitely went pretty far, but it was very interesting. One, I never heard of toxoplasmosis, but I do think your theory is pretty interesting because it does seem pretty accurate. It seems to fit as a metaphor. I do think these people have infected going up, but I think it's bigger than that. I think it's them, but I also think that there's this belief, because there was also this long-term, like for decades, this sort of pressure to increase the number of Black people that are in movies, right? This whole diversity thing, representation. That's been something that's been going on. That's been a conversation for at least since the 70s, 60s, 70s. And I think they're just now being like, okay, we're going to do something because now there's some money behind it. The problem is, I think as Black people, we've been using that terminology. We just need this representation. I wouldn't even say all Black people. I would say Black people who really wanted to be seen by white people have really been pushing this conversation. Those people who they end up hiring in a lot of these spaces anyway. What were you going to say?
But let me say this. I don't mean to interrupt, but I see a perfect insertion point to reintroduce the theory. You said you don't think all white people, but you don't think all Black people, but the white people who want to be really accepted by white people. But I would posit the Black people who really want to be accepted by white people are the Black people with the toxoplasmosis. And just like the rat, when they get infected with toxoplasmosis, runs toward the cat and falls in love with the cat. These Black people who chase after white people and fall in love with whiteness have the toxoplasmosis. Like, they lose their natural fear and apprehension of white people the same way the rat with the toxoplasmosis loses a natural self-preserving fear of the cat. So I actually think what you're saying reconverges with the point that I'm saying.
Well, yes, that's true. But I was just taking it back further than Tumblr and Twitter.
Okay.
So you're right. Absolutely. But I feel like with what you were saying, you were speaking very present. I was saying that the problem is it's bigger than just even this present time of Tumblr and Twitter. I think that's been problematic for a while. This conversation of, you know, needing diversity. I think this is also a bigger part of that conversation. Needing diversity, needing representation. Black people need to be need to be seen in these spaces, especially in media. We Black women don't see themselves. Black girls and boys need to see themselves on the screen. I was just watching a documentary about Sidney Poitier, you know, and that was how important his legacy is. And I just might have just watched a movie with him because made me want to watch just like that Pam Grier podcast and made me watch Jackie Brown. His documentary made me watch a movie with him and Diane Carroll. And it was interesting because even in this movie, they didn't, it was like it was, they were in Paris, so they could sort of have this sort of fake diversity, you know, where the where white people and Black people lived happily and peacefully amongst each other, right? I think that what Hollywood was trying to do, or these in Netflix and all these places people were trying to do, is also feed into this idea. So I don't think it was just these Tumblr people were the Tumblr people themselves. I think this is also an extension of what they believed what Black people have wanted. I think they feel like these Black people are representative of all Black people because this is who they talk to. And this is who have been, this is who they've been talking to for decades.
I'm going to put a second tinfoil kufi on top of the one I'm already wearing and tie it back into Tumblr again. I think what you're saying is right, that it didn't start with Tumblr. But here's where I think the difference with Tumblr, right? The old model that you're talking about, that these people have always existed or whatever, back in the days, let's go back to the rat. The rat still has to physically encounter a cat. And at most, the rat can only get one, two, maybe three cats to eat it. So say like a rat runs out of a pack of cats and say like, you know, a cat kills it and say at most the cat has some friends with it and two or three, right? Now picture this parasite, this toxoplasmosis, picture you could send it through internet fibers and picture the rat, instead of me just running at cats, I can only do this once and I can only get like one or two cats at a time and this trick can't work that much. But picture I could send a tweet and I could tweet toxoplasmosis out. So now suddenly with the internet,
there's more access.
Yeah, this cat, this rat now can just tweet its pictures like, hey, I got an Only Rats page and I'm going to send you a picture of myself on Only Rats, you know, and I'm going to get like 500 cats to get toxoplasmosis off of this tweet. And I think that's why I think Tumblr and Twitter is still the main culprit. I don't think it created this stuff. I think you're absolutely right. It didn't create it, but I think it made it viral in a way that the physical world or even things like TV or newspapers couldn't do before. Like you can instantaneously transmit because I think it's a mind virus. So, you know, like, and I think that that's the problem. That's why everything is going at such an exponential rate. I mean, what did they even call electronic things that travel fast? They call them viral. They say this tweet went viral. This Tumblr went viral because I don't think it's a coincidence. I think it works like the world's worst virus. And I think that's why Tumblr is still the culprit. I think these people had access to other people that they never had back in the physical world. Like Blavity Black in the 70s, what could they do? They might get like one show on the air or a local newspaper article or whatever. Like, yet now the biggest weirdo in their basement can have access to like a million people with one crazy tweet.
Yeah, that's fair. That's a fair point.
Yeah, I feel like we're getting pretty... I forgot what point I was even trying to make when I went to this.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't remember. But it was a good point.
Yeah, I forgot. Kenny, are you still there?
Kenny was asleep.
Okay, he fell asleep.
Almost did.
Yeah, we lost Kenny. All right, that's a good sign. Let's get going. That's a,
yeah, I gotta
that's
a
great place to end it. Starting. Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to try that. I was like, I got to go, guys. Like,
oh, I just saw it now. That's 20 minutes but ago. Sorry.
I'm not going to make it to the chicken place, so.
All right, well.
Fried chicken though, because I learned from watching They Clone Tyrone. I was gonna go to the Guatemalan chicken place and get some broiled chicken, but oh, it's man, gonna close those... in 10 minutes.
Have you guys eaten Pollo Campero?
That's where I was about to.
Oh, that place is so fucking good. They just brought it to the East Coast. That
bruh.
All right. That now I feel really bad. Now that I know I specifically kept you from Pollo Campero.
That's okay. I'm about to order a salad. They're about to get a salad delivered over here. It's gonna cost me an extra few dollars, but it's okay.
It's all good.